Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. Today's program, The Rising Stars of Jazz at the Bellevue Jazz Festival, was recorded on the last night of this year's Bellevue Jazz Festival at the new Bakes Place Bellevue. It was a co-presentation of KPLU, the Bellevue Downtown Association, and the Bellevue Jazz Festival. Here to introduce the program is the KPLU Promotions Director, Brenda Goldstein.
School of Jazz is a mentoring program where professional jazz mentors or professional jazz musicians in the community work with high school jazz students, and it culminates every year in the recording of a CD. So this year, we are proud to announce the release of KPLU School of Jazz Volume 8. You can order it online at kplu.org. So I want to thank you all for coming out and supporting jazz education. It's a natural for us to partner with the Bellevue Jazz Festival this year for their Rising Stars event. Enjoy the show. Thank you. I'd like to introduce Leslie Lloyd. She's the president of the Bellevue Downtown Association and the executive director of the Bellevue Jazz Festival.
Thank you, Brenda. Tonight we turn our attention to the third pillar of our festival mission, and that is to educate emerging audiences of listeners and performers. The Puget Sound area is known to be rich with music education programs, but there are limits to what schools can accomplish. So when we said that was going to be our mission, we said, well, what can we do that isn't already being done? We wanted to add value to the whole music education area, not reproduce anything. We're not music educators, and Lord knows there's plenty of adjudicated events out there in the world, and a big band thing was, you know, the band directors are overworked already. They probably didn't need to marshal everyone to one more of those. So we landed on the idea of a small ensemble. We wanted to create something that not very many schools can offer, so it would be something new. And so we designed a program that would provide students the chance to play in an intimate ensemble setting where you can experience the alchemy of jazz in the moment, you know, reading each other and learning that skill, which is different than playing from charts. We wanted to give our students a chance to play with other students that they normally only encounter in a competitive sense, their band versus our band. And we wanted to give them a chance to explore the edge of their ability with nothing on the line but their own personal development. So we worked with KPLU. We selected 20-some students from the 15 schools that were participating. We actually have 10 schools represented. And we wanted to get sort of a geographic balance to the ensembles. And we want to thank all of the musicians who have participated in this program. They're very highly programmed kids. So fitting this into their schedule is a big accomplishment for them. We also want to thank you parents, grandparents, siblings, friends, and neighbors. I want to thank you for encouraging these students to pursue music and supporting them in all that that entails. And as a mother of a former jazz singer, I can tell you that I know what it's about, so we appreciate that. Our job as parents is to give our children opportunities to succeed, whether that's in sports or the arts, and certainly when it comes to music, you've all done a very good job with that. We'd also like to thank our hosts, Craig and Laura Baker, and their staff for allowing us to use this stage and taking good care of you tonight. We're thrilled to welcome them to downtown Bellevue. The last two nights' events here are any indication. We have many more nights of magic jazz alchemy in our future, so please support them. I want to thank our sponsors, Bellevue Jazz Festival. Fifth year, we couldn't have done this without the financial support and other in-kind support from a number of sponsors. Are especially grateful for the financial support from the City of Bellevue, Microsoft, Washington Federal Bank, and For Culture, the King County Arts Commission. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So now I'd like to bring the first group to the stage. We have three groups today. Steve Korn, who's a drummer. And let me just mention also that we chose mentors for this program who are accomplished professional musicians who have toured, who have recorded, and who are known to be good educators. We want these students to get a glimpse and some insight into what the business is like. I'm going to introduce each band, and then I'm going to ask the mentor to talk a little bit about their approach and what they try to do with the kids. So in our first band tonight on the drums from Edmonds Woodway High School, he's a junior, is Miles Lavin. And on the bass, and let me just say, I always love it when a girl rocks the bass, Erica Middleton Sharp, a junior from Jackson. On piano, Taylor Griffin from Mount Lake Terrace, he's a junior. To To my left here on trumpet is Pavel Spichak from Bellevue, senior. On tenor sax is Josh Supkoff from Mount Si, also a senior. We have Griffin Hale, a sophomore from Bellevue High School. So, Steve, can you just run over here real quick and give us a little bit of insight into how you led the group this year? This is Steve's fourth year with us, actually.
So every year Leslie asks to come up and talk, and she always says, yeah, tell them about your process, tell them, you know, and I think, I don't really have a process. It doesn't really work like that. Jazz, like any kind of music, it's really about listening in the end. And so as I was thinking about what my process is, it's really about listening. We all get together. You know, I know that we've got these great music programs in the Northwest. And so I walk in the door, you know, expecting a certain level of players. And I'm always pleasantly surprised that I've got even better ones than that, which is awesome. But I bring in materials and we read through. I listen to the players, kind of get a sense of what I think their strengths are and what their weaknesses are, you know, how we can work best as a group. And I try to put it to them to listen a lot as well, and I try to leave a lot of choices open to them. All right, we've got this section of music. What can we do to this to make it more interesting? Can we harmonize this? What should we do? Because there's a lot of choices that are involved in playing jazz well. I feel part of the process of doing this program is giving them a taste of what it's like being a professional musician, that you oftentimes don't have an entire semester to rehearse and then go play a concert. You have two or three rehearsals or maybe no rehearsal at all. So you have to learn to start making some of these choices on your own and just stepping up and living with them, you know, when it comes time to perform. These guys have been a blast to work with. They're fantastic musicians. I feel like I've done almost nothing, right? They're all such like mature guys and girls up here on the bandstand that I think their artistry is really emerging, and it's really fantastic. So what do we call ourselves? Children of the Corn? Is that the name of the band? Okay. Thank you. All right. Let's listen to these guys. They're great.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Rising Stars of Jazz at the Bellevue Jazz Festival. A group led by Steve Korn opened the program with a tune titled Gnosis. The second piece they'll play is Song for Bilbao, the Rising Stars of Jazz, coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. The rising stars of jazz at the Bellevue Jazz Festival under the direction of Steve Korn, billed as the Children of Korn, then played two titles, Gnosis and this last one, Song for Bilbao. This concert is coming to you from Bake's Place as part of the Bellevue Jazz Festival. The concert was given at Bake's Place on June 3rd. We'll continue with more music here on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. And here to introduce the next group, Leslie Lloyd.
Our second group, led by the saxophone player Anton Schwartz, one of the busiest guys in town. He's in Oakland as much as he's in Seattle, it seems. So our second group, on drums, Ryan Lepich, our one and only freshman from Mount Lake Terrace High School. Great program up in Mount Lake Terrace. Darren Falls doing a wonderful job. Also from Mount Lake Terrace, and we tried to not have repeats from any school, but it was just not possible. On bass, Rain King, Jr. from Mount Lake Terrace. And right behind me on piano, a senior from Stadium High School. Yes, all the way from Stadium. Kelby Hawthorne. And on guitar from Edmonds Woodway, another fantastic program, is Jack Robin. On trumpet, Tavis Alexander, a junior at Kentwood High School. And from Bellevue on alto, and maybe tenor or just alto, or sometimes piano too, Brian Lawrence, a senior from Bellevue High School. Also on tenor from North Thurston, all the way from North Thurston High School, I think he came the farthest, is a senior at North Thurston, Billy McDonald. And on trombones, filling in kind of at the last minute, so we really appreciate another Stadium senior, Damon Williams. And I'm going to invite Anton to come and say hey.
So it was great hearing that last band, and I know that you're going to enjoy these kids and the next group as well. The preparation has gone on in a very condensed amount of time. And what it's really demanding of the students is something different from what you get asked of in a normal high school band. These students are in the process of becoming serious musicians. So what's going on at this point is you're in the process of transitioning from the model of, yeah, they're going to tell me what to do and I'm going to do it really well, to what do I do to make music out of whatever is going on right now. And the remarkable thing about jazz and the remarkable thing about life is that you never know exactly what's going to happen. And it's really been up to these developing students and musicians to step up to the plate. You'll hear they're playing some challenging music, a composition of Freddie Hubbard's and a composition of mine. It's not easy, and you know, I purposely don't tell them all the rules. My primary goal is to provide an environment where they can, you know, learn to take what's going on and bring it up another level, and bring it up another level from there. I feel I've already talked about five times too much. We're here to hear these musicians play, and that's what I would like to do right now.
Thank you. Thank you. That was Crisis by Freddie Hubbard, and it featured Billy on the tenor saxophone, Damon on trombone, and Kelby on piano. And we are the Anton Schwartz Rising Stars group. And the next song we will be performing is called Peace Dollar, and it was written by our mentor, Anton Schwartz. It will feature Rain on the bass, Jack on guitar, Tavis on trumpet, and myself, Brian, on alto sax.
Thank you.
All right, how about a hand for these kids? All right, group number three under the leadership of Jim Sisko. And Jim's going to be here a second and tell you some funny stories about these kids. But we'll start with drums. From Mercer Island, senior Scott Vojic. On bass, from Edmunds Woodway, junior Jackson Mint. And on piano, all the way from Jackson in Everett, Danny Chong, a senior at Jackson High. On guitar, Kyle Shearer, all the way from Matlock Terrace. He's a junior there. On trumpet, from the wonderful Mount Si program, junior Aaron Tevis. And from Mercer Island, on trumpet, Daniel Rowe. He's a senior. And also from Edmunds Woodway on tenor sax, a junior, Max Bennett. And last but not least, from Mount Si, a senior headed to the new school in New York next year, Matt Bumgardner. So there you go.
You're listening to a concert by three high school groups, the Rising Stars of Jazz, recorded at the Bellevue Jazz Festival at Bakes Place, Bellevue, on the final night of this year's Bellevue Jazz Festival. It's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. And here to introduce the last group is the mentor and director, Jim Sisko.
Thank you. Before I just talk about this group, I always like to say thanks to all the families, all the parents, brothers and sisters in the room for sharing your kids and your brothers and your sisters with me for this time. It's always a pleasure to work with kids, especially from all different schools, because it's such a great happening when you put these kids in a room together who've never really played together. And it's really exciting to see how they react. But just from a personal standpoint, I've really had a great time with your kids. They're really wonderful people to be with. And so thank you, and thank yourselves for being good parents. Steve talked about the game plan with his group. I kind of went into it thinking what he ended up doing, which was, let's take just a couple of tunes, three tunes, and really get into these tunes. So we sort of did that in the first rehearsal, and then at the end of the rehearsal, Kyle, who is our guitarist, mentioned to me and then followed up in an email. He said, look, my parents run this nonprofit thing for student music, and we do some recurring gigs at Tula's, and I really think that it would be fun for us to do something else with this group. And I thought, this is exactly why we do things like this. That you put these kids together and instantly one of them says, damn, that was cool, let's do it again. And so I said, look, the only problem with your date is that I can't be there. Is that a problem? And it really wasn't a problem for these guys whatsoever. So I said, okay, scrap the plan. Next rehearsal, because we all got together three times. The next rehearsal, I brought in a book of sextet charts. And I said, okay, we've got an hour and a half to pour through a bunch of music, one shot, and get a bunch of music together for a set on your own, and then that's it. You're off on your own. And I was out of town, so I didn't get to hear it. I didn't get to see it. But I heard back from him, and I heard it was really excellent. You know, and there's a lot of great learning experiences. Some of the responses were, yeah, it was cool, but we had a little problem with the form here and there, and that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to work our way through the process of becoming more independent as musicians, performers, and just humans. So for me, that's probably the most exciting thing that's come out of this group, is that these kids had some little bit of initiative, and it grew into all of a sudden, let's just do this gig with one rehearsal under our belts and see what goes. And it went off marvelously. So rehearsal three was, okay, let's get back together and let's focus on these three tunes. The tunes you're going to hear, a tune that actually has two titles. One is, it's known as Ugetsu, otherwise known as Fantasy in D, written by Cedar Walton. And then the last tune is a tune arranged by one of my favorite arrangers and composers, Slide Hampton. That's a great old standard, and I'll have Aaron announce that. But here's the kids, and since it was the Children of the Corn, this is the Sisko Kid Band.
Thank you. Thank you. That was Matt Bumgarner on trombone and Jack on guitar. And the next tune we're going to be playing is You Don't Know What Love Is, arranged by Slide Hampton. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was You Don't Know What Love Is, played by the third group of rising stars of jazz, mentored by Jim Sisko, playing at the new Bakes Place in Bellevue on the final night of the Bellevue Jazz Festival for 2012. Our thanks to all three mentors, Steve Korn, Anton Schwartz, and Jim Sisko. Thanks to Brenda Goldstein of KPLU and Leslie Lloyd, president of the Bellevue Downtown Association and executive director of the Bellevue Jazz Festival, and her staff. Thanks also to Craig and Laura Baker of Bakes Place, and a special appreciation for the talent and effort of more than two dozen young musicians and their families who are part of this event. This has been a Hatch Cover production recorded at the new Bakes Place, Bellevue. I'm Jim Wilkie, and thanks for listening to Jazz Northwest. I'll be back next Sunday at this same time for our survey of the regional jazz scene. Stay tuned for Piano Jazz coming up next on 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI, Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX, Port Angeles, Victoria. NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University.